I was eating junk. I had just had two children back to back.
I used to not be able to get on the ground.
I never, ever daily exercised.
Before, if I'd get down, I'd need a chair or something to help me get back up.
I was 84 pounds heavier at one time.
I was always a big dude, but I couldn't move around.
That all changed when they met Diamond Dallas Page.
I started doing yoga, man. I started doing a thing called DDP yoga. It's not your mama's yoga.
WCW heavyweight champion, known for his signature move, the Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Cutter!
Took what he learned recovering from an injury and years in the ring and created DDP yoga. This time,
it's your time. Working out combined with the eating habits, it was a huge difference. I felt so much better.
It's a lot of fun for me because I never used to be able to be active. Now I'm on the floor, I'm rolling around. It's pretty cool. More than importantly, I just want to be alive. I'm down about 110 pounds.
DDP yoga can work for anyone.
Bang! DDP.
DDP. Radio.
High five.
Hello, my fellow DDP Yoga Warriors. It is 9 p.m. here on the eastern part of the good old U.S. of A. Tough Guy. It is Wednesday night, and that could only mean one thing. It's another episode of DDP Radio right here at ddpradio.com. My name is Mike Mullins. You can find me, as always, on my home at the web, mikeat90%.com. And joining me, as always, is the always inspirational, the always lovely, and the always talented Stacey Morris from stacymorris.com. How are you, Stacey?
Hey, guys. It's nice to be back after my break last week. How are you guys?
Oh, great. Great
Doing
to
good.
Have you back. I know I wanted to put over your book real quick because I know we've getting a lot of messages about the book, and you've been getting all kinds of messages about what's going on with the book. I put over your book, which is amazing. It's a cookbook / memoir, and it's available at Amazon.com as a digital purchase and as well as a hard copy. Amazing read. So head over to StacyMorrisCleanComfort.com to grab your cookbook / memoir, and it's that kind of time of year where the blizzard's here and the cold weather, and you've got some great, clean, comforting recipes that can get you through those cold days, huh, Stace?
Yeah, a lot of good soup recipes in there and stews and things like that, they're satisfying and they're also good for you, so definitely check it out.
Absolutely. That's StacyMorrisCleanComfort.com. And as always, hanging with us is the man himself, Mr. Robert McLaren. How are you, my brother?
Not too bad, man. Just hanging in there, trying to get through the cold and the allergy season.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I guess it's pretty bad. A lot of people have been getting it pretty bad lately. And, we're going to be having a fun show tonight. It's going to be guided by you. You're going to tell us where to go, and we're going to go there. So if you want to get on the show, give us a call, 347-994-1216. That's the number right here at DDP Radio. Hit number 1 to talk to the host, and that will be us. We will answer. We will take your questions. And also, if you have any questions in the chat room, you can hit Stacey Morris up in the chat, and she'll be monitoring that, and we will get your questions on. But first things first, I wanted to plug the DDP Yoga schedule that's coming up. We got a bunch of workshops on the book starting in March, on March 21st. In LaSalle, Illinois, at Hammers Energy Fitness. We got May 9th in Brighton, Michigan, at Funk Fitness. And Dallas has been back there several times, and it's always a good time at Funk Fitness, or else he wouldn't be back every few months. And as well as that, we have June 13th in St. John's, Newfoundland. He's going to be up in Canada. And, of course, the DDP Yoga Retreat, which is always a blast, July 17th to the 23rd. And October 16th through the 22nd. More information on that, head over to ddpyogaretreat.com, shall I say. But man, big week for the DDP Yoga Company this week. Probably one of the biggest weeks we've had in a long time. We've got the Royal Rumble to talk about, the resurrection of Jake the Snake at Dance. Dallas is up for an award for CAC. He was just recently in Shape Magazine. We have so much we have to talk about today. But first things first, I'm going to start off with a big thing for me, seeing I'm a big wrestling fan and has watched Dallas for a long time. His return to the Royal Rumble, the WWE Royal Rumble. Wow. What a pop. Robert, I know you can relate to that.
Oh yeah, a huge pop. Every time he hit the diamond cutter, there was another one. So that was very, very cool to see.
Yeah, absolutely. Stacey, I don't know if you saw it, but they gave him a really great space in there.
I heard about it. It was all over social media, but where can we see it if we want to watch it online?
I don't know.
I believe that the WWE has it up on their YouTube, which is youtube.com/WWE.
Okay.
If it's not there, you can probably do a search for it and find it pretty easily by now.
Okay, cool.
And usually when the legends come out to those type of Royal Rumble events, the surprise entrance, they come in, they get a little bit of shine, you know, make them look good for a couple of minutes, and they do like a quick little, you know, thing, and then they're out of there pretty quickly. They gave Dallas about 3 or 4 minutes of time in that Rumble where he just went out there and you know, popped the crowd and gave him a great, really great showcase. And the DDP Yoga t-shirt was front and center. John Bradshaw put over the DDP Yoga product a couple times during the segment. So it was a really prominent segment for and a great week for the company. The Royal Rumble just capped it off right there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you know, but JBL also does the workout.
Oh, JBL does?
Yeah, he's been doing it for a while now.
I did not know that. Well, he's actually gotten in pretty good shape over the past couple of years, because if you remember a few years ago, he had put on quite a bit of weight where he was a bigger guy, and I noticed that he had lost some weight, and I noticed he's doing a lot of hiking, you know, hitting the summits of the mountains and stuff like that. So, you know, that explains why he's been in great shape. And he was putting over the program big time in the Royal Rumble. It was pretty cool to see.
Yeah, and he's mentioned it several times before. He has mentioned it recently. You know, it's probably not something that he is supposed to be doing. I would at least imagine that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I spoke to Dallas after the Royal Rumble about talking the morning, the night of the Royal Rumble. And he was feeling great. He said the guys he was in there, they were great to work with. They were really receptive. He appreciated, you know, them putting him over like that. And he did. He got a great little shine there in the Royal Rumble. And I don't know, that might be the last time he hits the ring in the WWE, so you never know. But if he did, what a way to go out, dropping three young kids on their heads with a diamond cutter, get a great pop from the audience, getting the DDP chant one last time. If that, in fact, is his last time, you know, on the main stage right there. You know, great way to go out.
What a way to go, I was just going to say.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. And like Robert said, you can probably find that clip online somewhere if you didn't see it live. Or if you have the WWE Network, which is only $9.99, you can check it out there as well. And speaking of networks and apps, the DDP Yoga app, we got a lot going on with that. We're hoping to have some news coming up about that in the next few weeks or so. So stay tuned here to ddpradio.com. And maybe someday the DDP Yoga app will outsell the WWE app. So that's what we're hoping for. A little competition there with Vince, I'd say.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. Well, go ahead,
and
Stacey.
Guys, I'm sure there's one other thing while I'm thinking of it. I follow Larry King on Twitter, and he still has a talk show. I think it's online now, but... You know, he used to have the CNN nightly talk show. Well, he interviewed DDP, Jake, and I believe Scott Hall on his show. So we're trying to find out where we can watch it. But I thought that was pretty cool because he also attended the Slam Dance Festival, and he sat down with all three of them. So another feather in the cap for the resurrection of Jake the Snake Roberts.
Yeah, I saw the pictures from that from Slam Dance, and that's a great transition to our next topic, which is the resurrection of Jake the Snake. And man, if you followed anything DDP Yoga for the past few days, the Facebook, the Twitter, the site, you have seen the resurrection of Jake the Snake Roberts, and they were sold out, you know, all over the place. There was a big demand for that film, had a prime spot in the Slam Dance Festival. From what I heard, it's getting great reviews. I've looked at a few reviews online. They look pretty amazing. So a big prop to everyone who was a part of that film and just the story of Jake the Snake Roberts and his comeback trail. And what I really appreciated, I haven't seen the film in its entirety. I've seen bits and pieces. But what I appreciated about the film is, from what I've heard, it's not a, you know, happy ending, like, yeah, everything's great thing. They deal with the real issues of addiction and look at it a real way, not a plastic kind of silicone, like, oh, you know, I changed my life, everything's perfect. They look a real look at a real hard look at addiction, and it's a great piece on Jake the Snake Roberts, his comeback, and his friendship with Dallas, which is, you know, I think a great underlying theme in the story is the brotherhood of professional wrestlers.
Yeah, because I saw an early edit of it probably a few months ago. Really, really cool. I think the thing that surprised me the most and that I like the most is that there's a ton of wrestlers in there. They interview Steve Austin and Edge, and I'm going to forget in there. There's just a huge amount of wrestlers talking about Jake and what he meant to the business and, you know, things like that. And there's a couple people that I was really surprised that they had in there as far as good. I don't want to give that away because I thought it was pretty cool that they had them in there, but it's not a syrupy, sappy ending at all.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think that's going to be a real, you know, eye opener for a lot of people because, you know, you see the stories of the fallen wrestlers on TV. They show them on Nancy Grace whenever anything goes wrong. But to actually humanize with the story and understand, you know, the challenges they face post-spotlight, some people can rise to the occasion and flourish like Dallas has. And, you know, for other people, it's more of a struggle. So it's a really real look, addiction, and, you know, the post-spotlight of a lot of people in the entertainment business. So I'm hoping it's going to be coming out to theaters or Netflix or something real soon so we can all check it out. But the Slam Dance debut happened this past weekend, and the crew was all over Park City, Utah, and it looked like a hell of a time. I saw the video. It looked like hilarious. It looked fun. It looked exciting. And just to see the outpouring of, you know, celebrities were coming to see it. You know, we had David Arquette coming to watch the film. We had Gabriel Iglesias coming to watch the film. You saw the pictures with Dylan and all these stars. And it looks like it had a great, great response there in Park City. And I'm excited to talk to Dallas, who will be on with us next week, by the way, to talk more about the debut of the Resurrection of Jake the Snake and give us more details of firsthand of what went down in Park City. So that's going to be really exciting. Make sure you tune in next week to DDP Radio.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you know
I got to apologize to you people. On my Mike at 90% page, I said Dallas was going to be on tonight. I talked to Dallas a couple days ago, and his voice is shot. He wasn't sure if he was going to be able to make it on tonight, but his voice was pretty much gone. So he's going to be with us next week. As I said, he's had a busy week between the Rumble, the Park City, Utah Slam Dance, and Larry King, and, you know, all the stuff he does. So he's going to rest up his voice, and he'll be back with us next week and with full vocal capability, if you will.
All right.
And that being said, like I said, give us a call, 347-994-1216. You want to get on with us. But I always forget to do the questions until last minute when we don't have, like, a few minutes left. So I'm going to get to a couple questions that Stacey Morris sent us tonight to her email account. If you want to read a couple of them, Stacey, we'll get to those early and just knock those out real quick.
Okay. Let me get back to my email account. We did get
all
a
right.
few, and some of these, you know, we tend to get similar themes, you know, week after week, which is fine, because we all tend to struggle, I think, with the same few issues, you know, and that's really, you know, that's what it's all about is brainstorming and helping each other out, and we all might have a different take on how to, you know, how to get out of a certain challenge. So I'm looking at one here from Christopher Evans, and he'd like to know, is there any way that I, as a regular guy, can spread the word in my community? I'm guessing he's talking about DDP yoga, besides telling people to go on the website. And my first thought was just be a walking example, you know. I mean, if you start, you know, doing the workouts and feeling better, looking better, it's going to show in your energy levels. People are probably going to start getting curious and will ask you, what's up with you? What's going on? You know, tell me what you're doing. So that's one way. You guys have any thoughts on that?
That's a great point. I love that point you made, Stacey. And, you know, the thing is, talking about DDP Yoga has been huge for this company. And, you know, there was the viral videos and stuff like that. But before any of that hit, you know, DDP Yoga was solely growing on word of mouth, you know, people telling people. And I've told this all the time. You can't get any more of an advertisement for DDP Yoga than telling a family member or friend, because who better to have it come from than someone they trust? You know, not an infomercial, not a commercial on TV or the radio or a newspaper, but actually having someone you trust tell you how much this has changed their lives is better than any advertisement dollar you can possibly spend. And the word of mouth has been huge for DDP Radio. But I think that's a great point, being a walking example. And the thing about DDP Yoga, which differs from a lot of different products out there, is the passion that so many people in DDP Yoga have. It's contagious, and when you see someone so passionate about something, you're obviously going to look into it and find out what the deal is. And the DDP Yoga passion behind, you know, people's success stories and the way they respond to this program, I believe, is second to none. And I think Robert, who deals with all the emails and messages and stuff, can attest to that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, long story short, it's just, like Stacey said, be a walking example. Show your passion for the program, you know. I remember when I first started, I'd be down on the ground doing five-second push-ups, showing people like that I just met what I can now do from where I had been. You know, just get down there and show them. Don't be afraid to throw a diamond cutter in. Let them know what's going on with DDP Yoga and let them know why you love this program.
Yeah, and if people want some real, you know, illustrative examples of it, there are great videos, very, you know, short, concise videos on YouTube that showcase some of the positions and the workouts in a real quick form. It's easy to digest. So I would suggest that as well.
Absolutely. All right, do we have any more questions, or you want to go on to something else? Or
yeah, no, I've got some more email questions. This is from one of our old buddies, Ryan, who's he's been away from the program for a while, and he really wants to recommit and wants to come back stronger than ever. And he's just feeling, he's looking for a little advice on how to get support, how to, you know, begin again, basically. And I think this is something everybody goes through at one time or another, you know. For whatever reason, life gets in the way or emotional gravity. And sometimes you fall off, you get off track. And the great news is you have an entire community here ready to welcome you back and support you unconditionally. And one of his challenges are he's really wanting some support, but the community has grown so much, you know, he's finding it a little overwhelming. And I do get that, because I've been around since 2009 and it's grown exponentially. Mm-hmm. There are a lot, but the good side of that is that means there's a lot more support, a lot more people cheering you on. And I see people do this all the time, new people on the Facebook pages and on Team DDP Yoga. They just simply show up, present themselves, introduce themselves. And some people are very open and honest with their challenges and with their fears. And they are consistently met with huge amounts of support from members who are just really basically kind of waiting in the wings for people to reach out. And so, Ryan, I would say to you, go on the Facebook page for DDP Yoga. Go back to Team DDP Yoga. Reintroduce yourself. Talk about your goals, your desires, some of your fears, and be open about it. Because that's a big part of the process. It's not just the food and the physical, you know, doing the workouts, but it's also being honest with yourself and letting others get close to you and see who you really are. That's a huge part of the healing process. What do you guys say?
I love
I think you covered all the bases.
I love what you said there in the beginning right there, that it happens to so many people. Because I feel like when people struggle, they get this really feeling of of isolation almost. Like, you've kind of broken away from the group. And I get that because I've been there. And I think everybody who's made any kind of change in the DDP Yoga journey has been there at some point where, you know, you don't commit as hard as you once did. And it's part of the process. It really is. I mean, everybody, you know, gets there at some point. And, I, you know, people look at it, some people need to do the 2.0s or the reboots or whatever. I never like that because I feel like life is a journey, and you can't reboot life. And you just got to pick yourself up and move on. It's all one continuous journey, and it doesn't end until we're 6 feet under. So just because you've fallen at, off of the wagon or you're not doing as well as you used to be, you're just a couple slight adjustments from getting back on the track and getting on the path that you once were. And it's so important to realize that if you don't fail until you've quit, you know, there's no failing in this. You may struggle, you may fall a little bit, but as long as you come back to us, there's no reason why you can't, you know, flourish like you once did.
Absolutely. I never consider any of that failures, you know, it's all learning. So like I said, you know, you've got a whole team here that's welcoming you back with open arms, and just start from right from where you are, you know, and we hope to have you back in the chat room. I don't see you. You used to be a regular. I don't think you're on tonight, but welcome back, Ryan. Maybe you'll hear a podcast, and we look forward to updates from you. I don't know if you guys saw this one. There was a member who's had recent quadruple bypass surgery, and mm-hmm. he says the doctors have given him the okay to be active again, and he wonders if there are some specific exercises we could recommend. So this is for you, Dave. You know, none of us are doctors or even physicians assistants or nurses, but my
I used to be a heart doctor, but I gave that up.
You did.
Yeah,
well, money wasn't
the hours were horrible.
Oh, the money wasn't good enough. Huh?
Yeah, just.
Well, that being
plus white
said,
shoes, I don't.
I would say, you know, for if you've had quadruple bypass and you're and congratulations, by the way, for coming through that and for wanting to get back into the game of life and be active again. That's a huge step. I would definitely show your doctor the DVDs. Let him look at some of the workouts. And if he okays it, then I say go for it. I mean, even though, like, I was going to suggest something like wake up, you know, just to stretch and get back in your body again. But really, I would say after that kind of surgery, you really want a complete okay from your physician or
yeah.
your physical therapist. You know, that's my recommendation. But definitely do that as soon as possible, because I think the more active you can get in a sensible doctor-approved way, the stronger you're going to feel. And I think that's only going to help your heart. So way to go for taking those steps.
Yeah.
I want to
suggest to people. Is that is to bring the poster, the Diamond Dozen poster, because that shows all the basic moves. So if there's something that's going to be picked up on it, there's a good chance it's going to be on there.
Yeah, and start small. Don't be afraid to start small. I mean, I have so many people that are, you know, feel like they have to jump into everything, you know, head first. Or if you were at a level at one point and you're restarting or you're starting over again, don't be afraid to start small. You don't have to start off doing double black diamond if that's where you were at one point, because you'll get there. You really will. And the smaller you start, you know, the more growth you will see in your progress coming back. So those are great points, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I've got another one from – this was actually somebody that I met at the workshop in Rhode Island, and he's known as Pastor Eric. He's also, in addition to doing the workouts, he does love to do weightlifting, and he has a question about protein while eating clean. Now, this is something that I've encountered. You know, I do sometimes, if I'm traveling, I will rely on protein bars, but I've kind of fallen out of love with them because they do have a lot of chemicals, and they're just not the greatest. So he wonders what we recommend for sources of protein and how much protein people should be eating. And that's, I would say, I don't really have an answer for that because I'm not a professional nutritionist. I know a lot of it's dependent on your weight. There are certain formulas. But I think for what I love in terms of protein sources that are clean, because the bars, most bars are made with whey and other crap, but I do like protein powders. And Nolan Bobbitt, when he was on a few months ago, turned us on to this new stuff that Brenda Nair, Dallas's fiance, loves, and it's called Orgain, O-R-G-A-I-N. Mm-hmm. And that, I tried it, and it's really good. It's no sugar, very low glycemic impact, and it's vegan protein. And it's not outrageously expensive either. I got mine on Amazon. I also like, there's a pea protein I like. I think it's called Vega, something, Vega One. But I would say vegan protein powders are probably one of your best bets in terms of staying clean. And also nuts are great, and sugar-free nut butters are wonderful. What do you guys have any preferred sources that work for you?
No, I love you going to talk Orgain. About the, I was actually going to talk about the stuff that you had turned me on to. So,
you
already covered that.
Yeah, yes. The Orgain. I do that as well. And I throw a little almond butter in there, and I freeze a banana overnight before I have it, cut it up and put it in the protein shake, and I blend it with some ice and some almond milk. It is absolutely delicious. You feel like you're having a dessert. You feel like you shouldn't be eating this. It's so good.
Why do you freeze it first, though?
I freeze the banana because it just makes it – I like it colder, and it makes it more of like a thicker kind of like an ice cream-ish flavor. I do a frozen banana, I do ice, I do almond butter, the protein powder, and almond milk, and I blend it in my Ninja, and it is, it's so delicious. It's like sinful.
Oh, yum.
That's really good.
And people on the chat room, they're saying brown rice protein powder. Basically, Eric, I would say anything that's vegan is a good choice. Also, if you're not a strict vegan, another thing I use sometimes is egg white protein powder because it's low fat and it's got a lot of good amino acids and things like that. And I do like to have solid food. You know, the drinks are great, but I haven't blogged about this yet, but I came up with a clean, somewhat veganish protein bar that I make myself out of the Orgain protein powder and coconut oil and a few other ingredients. It's a little bit labor intensive, but it's worth it. And it's really delicious. It's kind of like having a brownie or a dessert, and it's pretty loaded with protein and good fat. So I promise I will be blogging about that probably within a week. And I'll put it up on all the boards when that happens. But
yeah, I want to see that.
As far as how much protein to get, I've heard different formulas. Like you take your weight and you divide it by 2, and that's the number of protein grams. You know, you can probably get 7 different takes if you ask 7 different professionals. So I would do some Googling, maybe consult a nutritionist. You know, next time Nancy Guberti's on, we can ask her. But I know that if you're active, you definitely need more protein, especially if you're lifting. But I hope that helps you. Definitely, I would, you know, shy away from, you know, cheese and meats as a primary protein source because they've got a lot of saturated fat. I used to live on that stuff back in my Atkins days. And then I always wondered why I didn't lose any weight and why I felt so sluggish all the time, you know?
Oh, I bet.
So, yeah, having clean protein makes a pretty huge difference.
I can't wait to see those bars of yours because those are something I'd really be into. sometimes no matter how good of a protein powder, you just need that physical, just, you know, gnawing on something delicious once in a while.
Yeah. Yes. There is no substitute for solid food. I mean, protein drinks are good, but, you know, food is really, food's a good thing. And I think,
yes.
I think that's it for the questions, at least from the mailbag. Maybe if anyone has any more for the chat room, or do we have any callers?
No. Not quite yet. Robert, do we?
No.
Okay. I wanted to bring up something that we that I actually got on my website a couple days ago. I had posted a blog about the tracking, food tracking, and I got a great response from it. I noted that when I do my tracking, I have it's right here. I have a hardcover book that I keep with me at all times, and I track every single day, every bite, every like, every taste, BLTs I call them. I started this initiative, you write it before you bite it. And we had a great conversation about it on my website. So many people, when they eat throughout the day, they think they're doing really, really well. They think they're eating clean. They think they're, you know, eating the best of their, you know, ability. But when they actually go down and break it down and look at, like, the little bites and the little licks and the taste they've taken throughout the day, they realize that they've eaten a lot more than they thought they had. And it's been holding me back, I've realized, after a while. It's just like the little snacking, the little, you know, little things I eat during the day. So I started the initiative Write It Before You Bite It, where I write down everything I eat before I put anything in my mouth. And I have noticed huge success since I've started doing that. And I wanted to talk to Stacey, especially because I know she's had success with her weight loss hugely. And me, I know there's a lot of great trackers out there, internet trackers and apps and stuff. But for me, I feel a better connection to what I'm doing when I write it down physically with my hand and pen and paper. And I wanted to see, Stacey, were you ever a tracker when you were losing weight? Did you track your food or did you just try to eat as healthy as possible?
Yeah, I did. Actually, Dallas and Terry Lang, you know, because they were mentoring me in the early stages, they insisted that I write down my food, not just so I would know what I was eating and be more aware of it, but they wanted me to, you know, I would send my food diaries to them and they would look it over and literally, you know, critique it. So I did it for two reasons. And I'm telling you, sometimes when I feel like I've gotten too far into a gray area or I'm kind of like, you know, in denial about how much I'm eating, nothing pulls me back into three-dimensional reality like writing it down. It's so true. And this is a similar technique people, you know, do for other areas, like when they want to get a handle on their spending, you know, and their budget. Any kind of just being accountable and writing it down and then standing back and looking at it is such an eye-opener. And it's a great tool, and I still use it from time to time.
Absolutely, and nothing helps. I'm a note taker, anyways. I take a lot of notes. I leave myself a lot of post-its and write things down quite a bit. But I've found that the tracking, nothing helps me better than tracking. And the days that I don't do tracking, if I forget it for some reason, I find myself really kind of letting myself on the too far off the leash. But every day, I got my tracker right here. I track breakfast, snack, lunch, snack, dinner. Then I track my total calories burned, my water, my fruits, my veggies, my multivitamin, my healthy oils, my DDP yoga, and then I take some notes after that. So I'm like a really big into the tracking, and it's almost like a game for me. I set myself a goal for how many waters I want, how many fruits I want to consume, how many veggies, and I check them off as I go along, and it kind of gives me almost like a weird pleasure to have all my checks checked off for the day. It's almost like you've won something. I don't get any pride at the end of the day, but to have all my checks off on my tracker means something to me. And it's something, it's a daily goal. It's something to aim for every day. And nothing, you know, has helped me better than tracking. And it's really curbed my, like I said, the BLTs, the bites, the licks, the taste, to know that if I'm going to put something in my mouth, I need to write it down first.
Yeah, and it is an accomplishment, too, when you actually follow through and do it, and you can look back And then there's no wondering either. You know, number one, I think it reinforces the fact that you care about yourself and your life and what's happening to you. And it's a disciplinary method. And, you know, I couldn't have gotten to where I am without, I had to put some discipline in my life. You know, I knew I couldn't be too strict and too rigid, but I needed some rigidity because I had none. I mean, I had absolutely none. So this
yeah, happy medium.
Yeah, it was a happy medium, and it was a great tool. And I really recommend it. I recommend it to, you know, clients that I coach and to anybody who's looking for a little direction. It's a great way to get a dose of reality into your life about your habits.
And then having that physical record of what you eat, and it's great to be able to, like, well, last week I had a great week. Let me go back and look to see what I did there, see what worked for me, what didn't work. And it's just, you know, it's a great to have that record. And I have a stack of trackers right here for about the past 2 years that I use and I go back to regularly. And it is a great tool to have. And I just want to bring that up because we did have a great conversation about it on my website the other day. And I wanted to bring it out onto DDP Radio. And another thing we talked about, which I wanted to kind of bring up, was getting the most out of doing nothing. And this sounds ridiculous, but my job, my work requires, you know, me home most of the time. And most of the time I am home in my chair in front of the computer, you know, basically doing nothing, you know, sitting on my ass all day. I started incorporating some DDP yoga positions into sitting on my ass and doing nothing. And it sounds crazy, but I found myself, you know, just kind of like tensing up and getting stiff from sitting on the chair all day. And I'll start doing the bicep curls, you know, engage while I'm reading something over, engage, do a couple bicep curls, push it out, you know, grab the ball, pull it in, push it down, and just, you know, do those positions that Dallas would do while I'm sitting here. First of all, it gives me something to do, which I'm not completely bored, and I've gotten a killer workout from doing this. And I want to let people know that DDP yoga, the secret sauce to DDP yoga is dynamic resistance, which we all know. Dynamic resistance works pretty much anywhere. You can jack your heart rate up anywhere. You don't have to be specifically on your yoga mat to be jacking your heart rate up. You know, you could be reaching, you know, cleaning the dishes. And if you're engaging while you're cleaning those dishes, you're jacking your heart rate up. The science behind DDP yoga works anywhere. And I find myself being able to go back to that and using that while I'm, you know, being lethargic and sitting down and getting some work done. And I just wanted to share that with people because I've burned, you know, extra calories by doing nothing, basically.
Wow. That's a great point. And I know a lot of us sit down for most of our day. So what a way to change the dynamic of your, you know, your work day. And people don't even have to know you're doing it. You know, if you work in a public setting, you can do, you know, you can squeeze those muscles and get your heart rate up, and no one's even going to really know what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's something to be said for having activity, you know, throughout the day. Even if it's, you know, for every hour you have, get 5 minutes to walk around. You know, 5 minutes. For, like, I haven't done it recently, but for a while, like, I'd be working at home, and I'd set my alarm at 5 minutes of the hour, every hour of my workday, and I'd walk for the last 5 minutes just to get up and do something, you know? It's a great way to stretch your legs. It's a great way to kind of let off some of that, like, pent-up frustration or steam that you've got from, you know, sitting down working all day. And, you know, it breaks up the day, and you're getting something out of it because, you know, the studies that they're putting out there, you know, the scientific studies and research showing the damage that sitting on your ass all day is actually doing to people. They're saying it's worse, you know, than smoking in some for your health, and it's pretty crazy. So I think as a society, we need to move more and, you know, more exercise during the workday. I mean, other countries, you know, they recognize that, and they let you out to, you know, walk, you know, during your shift. You know, every 5 minutes, every, like, hour or whatever, you go for a walk or take a nap or whatever they have you doing. You know, it's a great way to, you know, just break up the day and get some exercise in when you normally wouldn't.
Yeah, and
that's a good idea.
The way our country is set up, you know, like, we live in such, you know, spread out communities, most of us drive everywhere, and I find I have to look for ways to keep my body moving. You know, like I'll try to go up and down the stairs. I live in a, you know, two-story home. And if I forget something downstairs, I'm actually happy now. You know, like it means another trip up and down. My muscles are getting stronger. I used to like avoid, like the plague, doing stairs. And I'd get someone else to do it for me. And I'd have all these little errand boys at my disposal. Anything, you know, like when you're heavy set and it's hard to move, you find ways not to have to move, you know. And now, just because I'm okay with moving and I want to keep up the metabolism, I want to keep my muscles strong, I find ways and excuses to get up and down the stairs, go walk to the mailbox, park a little further away. It all adds up, you know, throughout the day. Every bit of movement does add up.
I've got my Upband, my Jawbone Upband, which tracks my steps and tracks my calories burned and my sleep and all this stuff. And on the app for this thing, it's got a thing where you set a goal for your steps for the day, how many steps you want to take. And my neighbors must think I'm insane, because if I don't have my steps, I will literally walk around for a half an hour around my apartment, just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, until I get all my steps in, because, you know, it's just one of those personal goals for myself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all this technology, you're able to monitor your health better than ever before. You have the tools to see what you're doing. So if you haven't moved enough, go move. It's simple as that. You don't even have to go anywhere. Take walking back and forth in your driveway or down your street. There's so many, you know, ways you can get exercise without having to drive all the way to the gym. And the most obvious one of those is DDP yoga. You don't have any excuse. You don't have to get in your car. You don't have to drive to the gym. You don't have to, you know, park, shower, come back. You know, it's all right here. You set up your mat, you get on the mat, you knock out 30 minutes, 40 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever you have time for. We really don't have any excuse, and it's such a lucky to have, you know, that resource in our lives.
I know, it's so much easier than having to drive somewhere. And I want to point out another benefit, which is, you know, for me up in the Northeast, it's freezing where I live. And that usually means higher heating bills. And it's one more reason to do DDP yoga, because I was literally like shivering the other day. And I decided, okay, it's time to go work out. I did the diamond cutter. And by the end of the workout, I was absolutely sweating, you know, and it was pretty cold inside. So it will help you save a little cash on your heating bills, you know, working out at home. And I'm telling you, if you do it right and you engage, even in the winter, you'll be sweating.
Absolutely. I completely agree. What a way to warm up really quick than engaging those muscles, jacking that heart rate, and knocking some sweat out of your forehead. I know we had we wanted to talk about this too. Dallas had specifically asked that I mention this on the show. Kind of changing gears a little bit. Dallas is up for two awards at the Cauliflower Alley Club. I think the award ceremony is out in Las Vegas, but the Cauliflower Alley Club
Yes.
is basically the Cauliflower Alley Club is basically a brotherhood of professional wrestlers who are either retired or still active. It's basically, you know, a group of wrestlers who get together every year and honor their own and pay respect to their peers. And I always say, having the fans there is amazing. You know, having your friends there is amazing. But there's no better honor you can get in the wrestling business than being honored by your peers, the people who do what you do and recognize that you're above and beyond, the normal in your profession. And Dallas is up for two awards at the Cauliflower Alley Club in Las Vegas. And I want to let you guys know, and he wanted to let you guys know, that it is open to the public. The award ceremony is open to the public. So if you're in the Vegas area or you're going to be heading out that way, let me see. I got to check the date. I don't know. You might have it, Robert. I probably should have looked that up beforehand, but it's a great honor.
Probably.
Yeah, Jake was honored last year. So many great honors. It really is. It's a big deal to be honored by your peers like that. And Dallas is being awarded an award for, you know, excellence outside of the ring and decency outside of the ring, and you know, bringing a positive light to professional wrestling. And it's just a great honor. And if you are in the Cauliflower Alley Club, or if you are in the Las Vegas area when the awards ceremony is going, it is open to the public, so you want to get your tickets soon, because it always does sell out every year. And what better way to celebrate than with Diamond Dallas Page? I just looked at it. April 13th through the 15th, 2015, is the reunion Cauliflower Alley Club in Vegas. So definitely.
That's very cool.
Yeah, it is a big deal.
Yeah,
Oh, go ahead, Rob.
If you're not aware of what the Cauliflower Alley Club, it's like to be honored by a, you know, somebody in your field. It's considered like the most prestigious and most legitimate honor that you can get as a professional wrestler.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I my mentor in the wrestling business, Jason, the Wolfman Sanderson, is on the board of directors for the Cauliflower Alley Club. He's one of the big deals there. We went to the Cauliflower Alley Club several years in a row for the reunion, and it was always a great time. And so many legends there, and so many people, you know, who you respect, and to have so many respected people respect you like they are for Dallas, it's a huge deal. And like I said, there's no better, you know, feeling than to be honored by your peers. And so definitely check that out if you guys get a chance and you guys are in the Vegas area, April 13th through the 15th, 2015 in Las Vegas. It's the 50th anniversary of the Cauliflower Alley Club. And you might be asking why they call it the Cauliflower Alley Club. It's basically when you wrestle for long enough, your ears will get cauliflowered at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the name came from, the Cauliflower Alley
Yes.
Club.
Yeah, because so, those blood vessels don't heal, so it just stays swollen, basically.
Yeah, yeah. And the logo is a giant cauliflowered ear in the middle of a circle. So it's quite attractive. But yeah, so that's awesome. So we're looking forward to that. And as we said, Jake was honored last year, so to have, you know, Dallas' mentor last year and in Dallas this year, it's a big deal for everybody involved. That being said, if we have any other calls, give us a call, 347-994-1216. Robert, anything else going on in the DDP Yoga news we need to talk about?
Well, we mentioned the obviously Slam Dance. We should be moving on the app. We should be moving into a closed beta here in the next week or two, I think. And assuming that goes well, I would assume that within a few weeks or months, moving into an open beta. But we're definitely moving right along on that one. So hopefully that's going to be up and running soon. I'm really excited to see what the response is going to be on that. I'm trying to...
Yeah, we've got the app, and the Performance Center, I hear, is coming along quite nicely. And I think that's
yes.
going to change the whole game when it comes to DDP Yoga. It's actually to have a physical location, a place where people can actually go and experience DDP Yoga live, is going to be really exciting as well.
Yeah, and the cool thing about it is that it's not, you know, at length, it's not really just about the live workouts that we're going to have there in the workshop. It's going to be a place for us to create new video content for the app. So those two things go hand in hand. It's going to be really cool when that's done.
And DDP Yoga was really, you know, instrumental in, you know, not just, you know, making it an exercise program. It was a full-on production facility. It was a production company. The DDP Yoga, the content they were putting out, they put out inspirational stuff, comedic stuff, you know. They were throwing out all kinds of great content for the DDP Yoga community to enjoy, and it was a really you know, great kind of initiative they took to kind of make it an entertaining venture instead of just, you know, the workouts. They were throwing all kinds of content at us, and it's something that hasn't really been done before in an exercise program.
Yeah, well, I mean, because it goes much further than obviously just an exercise program, because you do have a guy who was a celebrity in his own right for many, many years before even coming up with this, or a wrestler. You know, you've got, there's a lot of other things going on there, because the, you know, like a total name out of a hat, like a Tybo, he probably couldn't pull that kind of stuff off just because he is known as a, you know, as an instructor. Or Dallas is, you know, I would say he's more multifaceted than the average instructor would be.
Yeah, absolutely. And Dallas is such an over-the-top personality, too, that he translates well to that media, where, you know, he's a pro. He can, you know, work with the best of them. And, you know, the content that we create in DDP Yoga is a multifaceted organization, and it's not just an exercise program. You know, you can sit there and be inspired. You can sit there and bawl your eyes out. You can sit there and laugh your ass off at some of the stuff they're putting out there. And it makes it more accessible to people, and as well as getting the DDP Yoga brand out there in a way that's, you know, non-traditional form of, you know, your name out there. And with the internet and making everything available so quickly, it's changed the game of how you, you know, you release your information. And DDP Yoga, I think, is way ahead of the curve on that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, well, because that's between DDP Yoga and the Performance Center and the app, that's going to change that even we do things going forward, because he's going to be able to plan out a new program or a new workout and go in and film it and put it up on the app, and it'll be there, you know, within an amount of hours, as opposed to the way we do it now, which it would be a matter of months.
Yeah, I mean, making a DVD and producing it and editing it and, you know, putting the sound on there, redubbing voices, you know, physically pressing the DVD, making it, distributing it, sending it out, that's a months and months and months of process. But to have the app where you can have a product and just polish it up a little bit and throw it out there, you know, for the universe to kind of accept right away is monumental. And it's the way things are done now. Society is so, you know, give it to me, I want it now, and I want it fast, and I want it, you know, quick and easy. You know, we look at that with, you know, the Vine generation. You know, people don't have the attention span to wait, you know, 9 months for a DVD to be released. You know, they want to go on there and they want to have content now. And with Netflix, you know, no one's going out renting movies or buying movies anymore. And this is something that Dallas has noticed and the crew has noticed. And, you know, they're way ahead of the curve on this. And this is the way things are going. And that for them to have the foresight to kind of, you know, get in on that at an early stage, when that's not being done in the fitness world. You know, Dallas talked about being the Netflix of fitness. And, you know, that's something that's not, you know, available readily. And he's changing the game with that.
Yeah, there's something I was going to say, and it just escaped me. But the whole idea of it is pretty much that. Is because, well, that's what I was going to say. But when DDP Yoga first blew up, we were not prepared. And we had to emergency order a couple hundred thousand DVDs. And just to get those first few shipments, and this was after the video was already created. We already created the wrappers and the pretty much everything that goes along with it. And it still took us nearly 2 months to get those DVDs in, either the first shipment of them. So, I mean, that was with everything already done. So to be able to get a new workout in a matter of days, instead of going through that process, is going to be a huge benefit.
Yeah. And as much as I love the DVDs and they've changed my life, I can call, you know, without watching, I can pretty much say them in my sleep. And so for him to make a new set of DVDs, like I said, it would take months and, you know, it's just a lot of work. But as much as I love the DVDs and they've changed my life, to have fresh content pretty much, you know, all the time coming at you, it's going to make things really fresh and it's going to change things up and kind of, you know, make it, you know, new again, the process of the workouts.
Yeah, I think that's going to be where Stevie is going to be a huge benefit to us as well, because he's done, obviously, you know, years and years and years of work being behind the camera, you know, whether it's a promo or in the ring, but he's comfortable around them. And I think that's going to be a huge benefit to all of us going forward as well.
Yeah, having Stevie Richards in the fold and like someone who's recognizable, you know, like as Dallas is, recognizable face in the professional wrestling world. You know, to be able to take some of the load off Dallas. We're going to have content where, you know, Dallas is so busy that he's out here, he's out there, he's doing appearances here, phone calls there, radio interviews here, TV interviews here. You know, having Stevie, you know, in there to kind of, you know, do a workout once in a while is going to be great too. And honestly, I've worked out with Dallas enough that I know Dallas's way of doing things, you know, really well. And to have a fresh take on that, to see someone like Stevie kind of take it and see his interpretation of DDP yoga and his style of doing things is going to be a fresh, you know, point of view too.
Well, I mean, what I mean when I say that is that there's going to be a lot of content beyond the workouts that I think Stevie will be able to help with that as well. Because there's going to be, you know, there's definitely going to be cooking shows and things of that nature as well. And, you know, Stevie's already coming up with new ideas for different things that he wants to do. But, you know, it's going to be good to have somebody else on Dallas's level as far as being comfortable behind the camera. You know what I'm trying to say. My tongue is not cooperating.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
and I being he's that, a personality.
Yeah,
so
and he's very, very comfortable behind the camera, and he's very engaging. So I think that's going to be huge for us.
Absolutely. And, you know, DDP Yoga, big things are happening. So if you've joined DDP Yoga, and if you're in the community, you're in at the right time. Things are blowing up. Things are getting big. It's only going to get bigger. It's only going to get better. So stick with us. And you can say you were here before anybody else. So, you know, we've already grown huge leaps and bounds from when I joined. And you know, the future is bright for this company. And as attested, it seems like every time we hit a new high, the Arthur video, the Jake documentary, you know, it seems like it just keeps getting higher and higher and higher. And that's a testament to Dallas's drive as well. I tell Dallas all the time, I say, you know, this is a great concept, but what sells this concept is you, your tireless, you know, effort behind, you know, making this work. And I've never met anybody with the drive and the, you know, passion that Dallas has for this product. And he's the one that puts it over the top. This is a great product, but Dallas is the guy who puts it over the top. This product in anyone else's hands is as big as it is now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know what, the longer I do the workouts, and it's been, you know, it's on my sixth year, I'm doing the same workouts that I've been doing for years and years, and they still hold my interest, you know. He still has this engaging way of making the workouts really fun to do, you know, and I'm talking years of doing them. And I don't think just anyone could do that. A lot of people couldn't pull that off.
Yeah, I tell Robert this quite a bit, and I told Dallas this quite a bit. You know, most people's, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning ideas that you sleep off of and then the next day forget about, those are the ideas that Dallas makes happen. He makes everything happen. He has these ideas, and he just won't stop until he's seen them through. Just the drive that is on a whole nother level, and we got to give it up to him, you know, the leader of DDP Yoga and his tireless effort, because a lot of people get credit, but, you know, Dallas is the guy who's out in front, and he's fighting the battles, he's on the radio shows, on the TV, and he barely, you know, sleeps, he's working hard all the time, so, you know, things are happening with this company, and of course, guys like Robert and Steve Yu and all the crew, Garrett and Chris, and, you know, Stevie and Christina, and everyone at the DDP Yoga, the accountability crib and beyond, you know, deserve a lot of credit for their tireless effort as well. And I'm excited to see where things are going to go. But speaking of going, it's about time for us to go. So I want to thank you guys very much for tuning in. Thank you, Robert, for all your help, as usual, running the technical side of things, contributing as well. Robert does double duty around here. He runs the board and contributes to the show. So thank you very much, Robert. And
no problem.
Stacy, as always, your input is so valuable. Been through this process, you know, having someone, you know, who's been there and dealt with the issues that so many people on yoga, you know, have trouble with, that is second to none. So thank you very much for being on with us. Always, we have a great show here and a great community, and I'm proud to be a part of it.
As am I. And Mike, keep up the great work with your Mike at 90% vlog. I love your videos.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And, you know, the great thing about the DDP Yoga Show is it's three different people at three different levels. Stacey's the 300-pounder that has gotten to her goal, and Robert's the guy who's, you know, looking at it from a different point of view. He's the guy who wants to put on size, and I'm the guy who, you know, is in the middle of trying to change his life. So we've got three different perspectives, and it's a great time here at DDP Radio, and we appreciate all you guys for listening. And until next time, every single day you wake up is another opportunity to own your lives. So own it, my friends. We'll see you guys next week. We're back here with Diamond Dallas Page next Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, ddpradio.com. We'll see you then.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Page. Into the Diamond Cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Yoga and Blog Talk Radio.